Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ted Ulander. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Merritt. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Merritt. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into center field. Hinton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hinton. Tovar moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Merritt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew takes first base on ball four. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gonzalez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Zimmerman and he is out, Carew applying the tag. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Askew hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhlander hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmerman strikes out. Two outs. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 0-for-1 in the game. Merritt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gonzalez. The throw from Zimmerman and he is out, Carew applying the tag. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Colavito throws the ball into Brown, who tags Tovar trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiant hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. Alves hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verhulst hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 2 in the game. Olander takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmerman hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino now playing left field. Bob Allison now playing right field. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Davalillo pinch runs for Rocky Colavito. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Askew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Askew reaches second base with a double. Davalillo moves to third. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive towards short. Verhulst reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Demeter pinch hits for Pedro Gonzalez. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. Askew moves to third. It's Twins, 1, Indians, 1. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Chuck Hinton now playing right field. Gus Gill now playing second base. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 0-for-2 in the game. Merritt strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-2 in the game. Tiant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis bunts towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Carew covering, for the out. Tiant moves to second. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Tiant moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Vic Davalillo. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing center field. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verhulst hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Belander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belander is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Belander hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Jerry Zimmerman. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Jim Merritt. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nixon moves to second. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill fields it and throws to second for the out. Nixon moves to third. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon now catching. Al Worthington now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tiant strikes out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-3 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brown moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hinton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown scores. Alves moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.